COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode. Howdy, folks. Dan Scotland here, joining you from legal Massachusetts, the heartland of America. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Radio Public, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at @IAMCannabisSativa, and then on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. Victory. Well, it's not a victory just yet because the store hasn't technically opened, but I like what I'm seeing right now. I hope that this comes into fruition. So let's go into it. Northern New York Indian tribe on track to open state's first legal marijuana shops. I love news like this. I know I dropped a lot on you on Monday, and I got a little bit passionate on Monday, but I kind of want to put out some good news where I can be passionately happy about something. It's not every day that you see drug war victims and First Nations Americans, the original Americans, or Black or Latino people that were disproportionately harmed by the war on drugs getting first crack at opening medical marijuana establishment or adult use establishment. It's not every day that that happens. A lot of the times it's these white multimillionaire, highly connected multi-state operators that are the ones that run the board throughout most of these medical marijuana states. South Dakota There was some similar news where the Sioux, or again, I know it's the Sioux tribe, but it's a specific one, and I'm kind of rusty on the details right now, but they are the first game in town right now. The other medical marijuana establishments have not gotten the chance to open yet, or haven't been ready yet. But the Sioux tribe in their tribal land, they were the first to get the ball rolling on medical marijuana. They already have dispensaries within that particular Sioux tribe. You can already go there, and if you're a First Nations person with a tribal card, you can legally get your medicine. You can legally fill your prescription in that Sioux tribe in South Dakota if you're part of that tribe. And I've sort of been reading things saying that non-tribal members that go to the tribe and get medical marijuana, they're not legally protected. The South Dakota AG said that, and their highway patrol has said that. So it's only the First Nations people that have their tribal cards that can actually go there legally. You are taking a risk if you're not affiliated with the First Nations tribe and you do that in South Dakota, because they're authorities are going to bust your butt anyway. But let's get into this story right now. This is from NYUP.com. North NY Indian tribe on track to open state's first legal marijuana shops. Written by Don Casenta. So let's get into it. So St. Regis Mohawk tribe in northern New York is poised to open the state's first legal marijuana shops, potentially beating non-Indian nation weed retailers to the market by at least a year. You love to see these. You love to see First Nation and Black people and Latinx people that were disproportionately effed over by the racist war on drugs get their due. They're going to have first crack at adult use right now. They're going to be the only game in town, and their tribe is going to be able to use those funds to help them out and to help their community. I love stories like the state's first legal sales of marijuana could take place sometime soon on the St. Regis Mohawks Akawaseni, I'm probably butchering that, territory, which sits along the U.S.-Canada border near Hogansburg in Franklin County. The Mohawks are the first Indian nation in New York to take such a step, although a Long Island tribe is already working on it. New York State legalized adult-use recreational marijuana on April 1st. The law immediately allowed those over 21 to possess up to 3 ounces of marijuana, but the state can't issue licenses for businesses, including retailers, until it staffs the agency and control board that will write the regulations. This process is currently at a standstill. The St. Regis Mohawks late last month adopted their own tribal ordinances legalizing marijuana for adult recreational use. The ordinance went further than the state's law by setting up rules for growing and processing marijuana and licensing retail shops. Everything from seed to sale must take place on tribal territory. The Mohawks' plan is to license tribal entrepreneurs rather than running the business themselves. The tribal council has already received more than a dozen applications for marijuana licenses, which will be reviewed and issued by Tribal Cannabis Control Board. No licenses have yet been issued, and the tribes has not announced a timetable for doing so. The Mohawks, meanwhile, are taking legal steps to shut down some unauthorized, unlicensed marijuana shops on the U.S. side of the Akawaseni territory. The tribe acknowledged its authorized cannabis businesses could be operating ahead of the state under tight controls to ensure safety and generate licensing fees. Quote, "We want to ensure that our community is prepared to utilize this opportunity to support our local entrepreneurs' efforts to help diversity of our local economy and support community programs and services through tribal licensing fees," the tribe said in a statement. The state hasn't gotten that far. The legislature ended its official 2021 session in June without receiving nominations from the governor's office or acting on appointments on the Cannabis Control Board or hiring staff for the new Office of Cannabis Management. Again, because Cuomo didn't really want to do this. You know, he was mired in scandals, and you know, like we talked about months ago when this happened, like he had a he had like a blanket and a shawl around his neck and stuff, you know, around his neck and his upper body. And it looked like he was like talking to his mom and saying, should I resign? Like, everyone's on my back. Like, he looked clearly distressed. Like, he felt he was on the rocks. You know, New York only really got this over the finish line, in my opinion, because of the scandals. Because before, like, yeah, he was saying he wanted to legalize, but he was leaving his legislature flapping in the wind in terms of getting it actually done. But there were a lot of progressives that ended up winning in New York. So, you know, that with a combination of those scandals, I believe put it over the finish line. Because before, you know, he was against home grow. He was against being able to grow your own. When he started medical marijuana in New York State, even 2013 or 2014, around that time, because he hated the plant and hated the people that use the plant so much, he didn't allow patients to have access to whole flower medicine. So you're only able to get carts, lozenges, pills, tinctures, that sort of thing. You're only able to do that until very, very recently because he has an animus towards the plant. And again, these prohibitionists, they know they can't stop this anymore. But these politicians that are either ambivalent towards the plant, or they hate the plant and hate the people that use the plant and see it as a marginal issue, their biases are still there. They could still passively aggressively do things like take their sweet time appointing people to implement adult use, or they can appoint people that have that same bias against the plant just like them. And they can be like, see, aren't we not being merciful? You guys want it legal. I legalized it. But then again, they're doing it. They stack the deck with people that don't want to act in good faith and actually see to it that adult use is successful in that state. Because again, they still have a bias against the plant. It's like most boomer politicians that I've seen in my lifetime, including Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, I think Bush, W. Bush or whatever, and Trump and all those people. Like, again, I mean, with Bill Clinton, he's like, I tried it once or twice in England, didn't like it, never did it again. Obama, when he was running, he was like, yeah, I inhaled frequently. That was the point. But then in 2009, when he was elected and somebody asked him a question, squarely asked him a question about this, he laughed about it and dismissed it. And said, no, legalizing cannabis is not a way to grow the economy. That's a ridiculous idea. Like, every boomer politician in my lifetime has either been ambivalent about it or see it as a marginal issue that only college students care about. They see it as a college student drug, as a sophomoric drug with no real medical value. And the people that are using it for quote-unquote medical value, they're just saying they need it for medical purposes, but they just want to get high. Like, that's how your average politician thinks, because they grew up in an era that they grew up in the war on drugs era. They grew up with Reagan telling them it was bad, that people that use it don't amount to anything. They don't get good jobs. They get piss tested. They fail said piss test, and they're marginal people, and it's a marginal drug, and it's only cared for by minorities and hippies. Why are we going to waste time on such a marginal issue? This is what most of your politicians still flipping think. So of course he's going to delay it. Of course he's going to take his time appointing people to oversee this. Still has an old school mentality. He just did this because he was under pressure and his job is on the flipping line. All right, but let's continue. The state legislature ended its official 2021 session in June without receiving nominations from the governor's office on acting on appointments to the Cannabis Control Board or hiring staff for the new Office of Cannabis Management. Unless lawmakers hold a special session this year, that could take pushing the issue of licenses into late 2022 or even 2023. New Yorkers may have to wait that long because Cuomo still hates the plant and the people that use the plant. Let's continue. The action by St. Regis Mohawks could put pressure on lawmakers to reconvene, said Carl Slate, a lawyer specializing in cannabis law for the Harris Beach law firm. Some lawmakers say there has been progress. I don't think it's going to be a year or two before the state issues licenses, Slate said. There's a likelihood of a special session in the near future, and the state could make those appointments, end quote. Failing to move ahead on the issue doesn't reflect well on the state, Slate said. They're losing ground in a burgeoning cannabis industry compared to other states, and as we see, to tribal businesses, and you love to see it. You love to see First Nations people get their due in this country, given all that they went through. The Mohawks appear to be the first Native American nation in New York to adopt their own marijuana regulations, although the Shinnecock Indian Nation on Long Island has announced plans to open marijuana sales sometime this year. Both are ahead of other New York Indian nations. Again, I'm probably butchering these pronunciations, so I apologize to any Indigenous or First Nations people if I'm butchering these names here. The Onondaga Nation near Syracuse will not authorize marijuana businesses on its territory, said the nation's general counsel, Joe Heath. The Onondaga Indian Nation, whose territory spans Onondaga and Madison counties, is still reviewing the issue, but has not come to a decision, so Joel Barkin, the nation's vice president for communication. Western New York's Seneca Nations of Indians, which has previously indicated that it would be interested in pursuing marijuana businesses, has not announced its plans. Neither has the Chautauqua Nation in the Finger Lakes. The ability of the Indian nations to set up their own rules and laws is rooted in sovereign status. Nations like the St. Regis Mohawk tribe are federally recognized. But it's still complicated, Slate notes. For one thing, marijuana is considered an illegal drug under federal law and can't be carried across state or international borders. But once the St. Regis Mohawk shops are open, some New York residents will be making the trip to the territory to purchase marijuana. Slate advises potential customers to remember the details of the new law, including the limit of personal possession, and there are still laws that prohibit the sale and distribution of larger amounts. So there's an issue of quantity that you have to deal with, he said. If you have more than 3 ounces and you're not on native soil, that is an issue. If you have less than that in New York, it doesn't matter where you got it. End of article. So there you have it, folks. The First Nations folks are going to have first crack at opening legal stores in New York State. And you love to see it, given all that they went through as people. So again, I don't know. I don't always want to do episodes where I'm mad and I'm yelling all the time. So just wanted to do this story, which I believe is pretty positive news. But again, I don't want to keep this episode too long. As always, I can be found anywhere you find podcasts such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. Find me on Instagram at _IamCannabisSativa, then on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave
leave a voice message at 617-466-9389. And I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.